I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
KT McFarland joins us in Philadelphia again on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, KT, thank you very much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Dom. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's pretend for a moment they did the right thing and they bring KT McFarland in to be sitting in the bunker with Joe Biden, if you, or whoever is actually making the decisions. What would you tell him about Putin that you know or have seen over the years?
Well, I think I'd start with saying Ukraine is already, the die is already cast, and it was cast a year ago when President Biden gave up energy independence and shackled the American oil and natural gas industry. And we went from being energy independent and low price of oil and natural gas to large exporters of natural gas and oil around the world to where we are today, where the Russians have a pipeline going from Russia to Germany. The Americans don't have a pipeline. President Biden canceled that. So the Russians are now in the position of having the whip hand over the European economy because they supply, oh, let's say 50% of the natural gas to Germany, and that's how the Germans heat their homes. And in Germany, your price of heating your home this year doubled over last year, and your price to run your car probably tripled over last year. So there's no way the Germans are going to jeopardize that relationship they have with Russia over energy. And as long as the Germans are going to sit this out, there's very little the United States can do about Ukraine.
Wow. And I wanted to ask, maybe you've already answered, too. People I respect, like Rich Lowry and others, have awakened in me that the Germans have been part of the problem there for a long time in NATO, their, quote, fair share. And President Trump, I'm not saying every statement he made was as precise, but the instinct, what the heck goes on with this with NATO? They're the ones that have to defend their own country. We're doing too much here, both financially and potentially putting Americans in the front lines.
You know, Dom, when I was in the Oval Office when President Trump took his first phone call with the German Chancellor, then Angela Merkel, and her, right out of the box, she said, "What are you going to do about Ukraine?" And he said, "Well, what are you going to do about Ukraine? Ukraine's on your border. You're not even spending 2% of your GNP on defense." And he went on to say, you know, in your budget, we're in deficits in the United States. And you, Germany, you have a surplus. Why aren't you contributing more for your own security? And he really got tough on her. And, of course, the Europeans didn't like it, and they called him a bunch of names. But Donald Trump had a really good point. The United States has been carrying Europe for a long time, not only with our trade agreements, but particularly in our security agreements. And if, you know, we can't want it more than they do. And if the Germans especially, but all of Europe, probably with the exception of Poland and Great Britain, but if the rest of those European countries, France, Germany, if they don't want to defend themselves, if they want to make deals to get Russian energy, why are we defending them against Russia? I mean, I really think that the time to deal with NATO has come, because we could replace Russia as the main energy supplier of Europe, you know, if Joe Biden would turn back the energy. I mean, we could be the country that supplies Germany with liquefied natural gas, and it would be abundant, it would be cheap for them, it would be reliable, and it wouldn't be subject to the blackmail that the Russians are putting on the Germans.
So that is
that's
brilliant.
What I would tell President,
we're not hearing that.
Yeah,
in the conversation. Yeah, and also when he agreed to do the German-Russian pipeline, if I'm right, Putin had less reason to worry about potentially invading Ukraine before he was afraid they would blow up the pipeline or do something like that to it, and that might have stilled him a bit.
You know, I think what happened was when Joe Biden met with President Vladimir Putin over the summer, early summer, and they met in Europe, and I think at that point, Putin decided he was going to make his move. He saw Joe Biden, who was clearly, you know, in decline. And Joe Biden didn't stand up to him over all the hacking the Russian hackers had done to American corporations and the ransomware. Biden just said, well, don't do it again. And then as far as the pipeline, we go from Russia to Germany, it's called Nord Stream 2, Biden gave him permission to do it. So I think at that point, Putin said, whoa, America's not going to stand in my way. I've always wanted Ukraine back. I've always wanted to recreate greater Russia and to sort of reassemble the Soviet Union under my watch, and I'm going to go ahead and make that move. And so that's, I think, when he started moving troops on his border. Putin, within a month, issued a statement saying Ukraine is historically part of Russia, so we are going to claim it. Anybody who says otherwise is just interfering in internal Russian relations. And then once Afghanistan happened and the shambolic withdrawal, I mean, I thought we should have gotten out of Afghanistan 15 years before, but to do it in the way that we did just showed the world, you know, our adversaries, yippee, this great, competent superpower America, they can't even pull off an evacuation. And then I think our allies said, whoa, wait a minute. We really better cut our own deals.
So KT McFarlane, number one Amazon best-selling book, current one, Revolution Trump, Washington, and We the People. These sanctions that are talking about. Now, at times, they seem to me that they would hurt Russia, but would they really, the types of leverage that we have at this point?
We've tried sanctions. We've sanctioned Russia. There's nothing left to sanction. I mean, the only thing that President Biden could do is he could kick Russia out of the international interbank system. And that wouldn't be a bad idea. It's called SWIFT. It's how you sort of exchange monies through the international system. We could do that. But the Germans aren't going to go along with it. Everyone in Europe is going to object. So I think it would be very difficult for the United States to pull it off. And the other thing would be to say, okay, Russia, you can't sell oil, or Germany and Europe aren't going to buy your oil. They're going to buy American oil. But I think that's unlikely given the dependency that Europe has on Russia. You know, it's a done deal. Putin now has assembled himself a series of options. At a minimum, he's destabilized Ukraine. At a minimum and middle ground, let's say he forces a coup in the next 3 weeks, next month, and then replaces the leader of Ukraine with a pro-Russian leader, and then Ukraine takes its orders from Moscow. And maybe at the extreme, he sends in the tanks. He can do any of those things, and there's nothing we can do about it. I think the die is cast for this one. I'm worried about the next step, which is Putin won't be satisfied with Ukraine. So what are we going to do now to prevent ourselves from being in this box a year from now? And I'm particularly worried about the Chinese. You know, they're just sitting there watching the movie, eating popcorn, and they're thinking, well, Putin gets away with Ukraine. Maybe this is our moment to go for Taiwan.
Yeah, frightening. One parting question for you. Dan, my producer, asked, you know, the left claims, well, the person who emboldened Putin in all this was Trump. Now, you were there. What's your response to that?
Look, Donald Trump had really serious penalties and sanctions for Russia. He said nice things about Putin every now and then, but he had a really strong policy. I think the whole thing about the left is they have just refused to accept the world as it is now. You know, the world is no longer doing America's bidding at every turn. The United States has to be pretty nimble in this modern world, and they're still scolding people and getting nothing, no result from it. So Donald Trump actually had a really tough policy on Russia, and most importantly, Donald Trump had an energy policy which bankrupted Russia.
That is the thing, KT, I wish we would hear more about, an honest debate in the media for the American people, the role of energy in this, because it's been said, it's not just to me, but I say it all the time, Russia is a gas station that is masquerading as a country. That's about all he has.
That's exactly right. And if the price of gas is high, he's a rich gas station.
Yes.
If the price of gas is low, he can't function. You know, who buys Russian cars? They buy Russian Russian gas and oil, but not the cars.
Maybe
the
vodka. That That's about it. Yes.
Vodka. Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay. Vodka.
Hey, KT, thank you very, very much. And again, the current book. Are you working on something else in the near future?
Maybe. So stay tuned.
All right. Well, we'll have you back the second it's out there.
Okay, thanks,
John. Thank you, KT.
Good to talk to you.
Same here. What a great guest. Every time I talk with her, I learn something. And you notice her emphasis throughout here. It's the energy part of this.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.